Going now. Okay.
What are we talking? Talking about the parties.
Yeah,
we'd have the parties every... We'd have the parties every night. Like I said, we get the ice cream and make the ice cream. Make the ice cream out of the ice. We get under the sheep manure. Yeah, that's true. That was the racket then. Then you go to the party. You pick up a girlfriend. And I had one, Sadie Campbell was her name.
Campbell.
She was a cowboy. I like the cowboys. Oh, that was her name, Sadie Campbell. Yeah. So everybody had their girlfriends. You get on the main run daylight. Come home, get your clothes on, go on out on the boat, fishing. That was the racket then.
So what about holidays, like bonfire night?
Bonfire night?
Newfoundland holidays, like we're supposed to find a bit out about that. So what about bonfire night? Was that big around here?
That was a big event, yeah.
Bonfire night. So take weeks to prepare for
everybody,
that?
Everybody, the boys now would probably be a month cutting boughs and tires and boxes, anything to get their hands on. And they take it in on the back of the community, and by in the night, sometime night, you'd have the big old bonfire. Women up through the woods, girls up through the woods, and everything.
So they have one big bonfire for
one big bonfire, sir. Community bonfire.
In on
where? Yeah, up on the cliffs, on Bow Barrow Garden.
Bow Garden.
Yeah.
Bow Garden,
so we'd be coming away around 11 o'clock, we're in the man with his torch. Every man with his torch, piece of wood, shake it, make a little bit of noise, get down to the road. Yeah. That was a big event.
It's still staying there,
bonfire
night,
isn't it? It was all big events.
Now we're all going now. Little fires and
scattered. Oh my, not us. We'd be about a month. About a month cutting boughs and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Dragging stuff, yeah. Dragging it way the hell up on the hills in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still
have a school.
No,
how about Christmas? 12 days Christmas, what would you do?
Oh, 12 days Christmas, we used to have our usual, or app on a sock or something.
We had to
don't our Christmas gift app on a sock, maybe a piece of pet pack or something.
Did you gather your wood and everything?
Yeah, oh yes, you prepared
no
everything.
Work,
yeah, no work during the 12 days of Christmas. Church, good church. And you partied, and you jannied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
you
was the big thing, jannied.
Everyone was going around?
Yeah. People would visit the house, every house in Harvard, you go from house to house. Some people wouldn't come home for 12 days. You go in and sometimes you play jokes on them because there were no only lamps in that day. When you were coming out through the porch, you haul on the bucket, dip the bucket of water on the porch.
It's
ridiculous. It wasn't very nice.
No, I did that. We used to do it. I mean, it wasn't very nice, no, but that's
yeah,
all in
fun. Every night you'd be dressed up, then.
Every night you'd be dressed up.
Yeah.
The bigger crowd, they wouldn't have like a bus at all. They'd banish us. We'd be like banished beavers.
Sometimes the house would fill up, sure.
Yeah.
Big ones, you know.
And you'll get a little bit of treat, maybe a drop of syrup and a little piece of cake or a bit of fat pork bun. You thought that was a wonderful thing.
You read that pork bun.
What?
No.
Oh, gee, they're good. I love them. And everybody welcome you. Everybody got you in. Nobody thought too much over your home that you didn't have
anything. Everybody got in everywhere.
You got in everywhere. Unless there was a debt in the family or something.
And
then you didn't go to their doors anyhow.
Yeah. Go around dancing and have
cardians. I mind one time they carried a guy around in a box. When he got in the house, just open the cover and I'll be popped. Jack in the box. That's honest, the way they had it rigged up, pop up. That was poor old self-seared up there. See itself. Hanging around the box. Big old box. People have horns on their heads and sheep's faces on them and everything.
Sure, Joe tired the feathers himself one time.
Did they would, yeah. They tire their face or molasses their face and then get a old... Start your head into an old feather pillow. You know, you know you have so many feathers, eh?
Yeah.
What about New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve? Same thing.
Party.
Oh, parties. No dances. No dances. They're not public dances like it is now. That's only many. That's only all. 6th
of January they have a big dance.
Oh, yeah. 6th of January, yeah.
Orangeman's Day.
End up then 5 and 6 o'clock going on.
Father used to drive me to the hall.
Yeah.
Yeah,
out in
Irish
Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Start off in the morning, around 10 o'clock. End up around 6 next morning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody be going home daylight.
Yeah, we got in the half of day.
So that was the highlight of Christmas, the last day?
That was the last day of Christmas, my dear. Everybody looked forward to it.
Daylight when you go home.
People come from all over the bay then.
Yeah.
Cardi.
They used to come from on horse sleds and everything. The horse sleds then, no tired things.
Joe's living in condenser and they'd walk up, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. And they said they'd be on the floor.
You go to Arsene then, you go to Winter and you go someplace.
Yeah.
Terrace Cove, you used to have big dances down at Terrace Cove, that big little town down the shore. Down the chapel. That's where they had their church and then when they have a social, that's where they have their social. That's everybody look forward to. Lots of moonshine then.
Oh, yeah.
My father used to make moonshine, he got raided a couple of times.
Go on.
Oh, yeah. Cops.
I remember that.
Yes, he got raided.
Yeah, it wasn't very big, but I remember.
Someone reporting, say down in the Jigging Hall, Squid Jigging Hall. We come in early, me and my father, and the guy said, where you going now? You're going in and run moonshine. My father said, yes, I'm going in there run off some. You know, next day or so, maybe it was then. No, man, cop then.
Policeman,
yeah. Then. But he was after buying hundreds of bottles off me, father.
Yeah.
So he just took a little drop. He said he had to take a sample. He just took it for something. Just make it so. And then the next time we hit it away, then the way up over the hill and the old cellar belonged to our aunt. She would never run our door, she'd have hit away up these cellar, you know. I used to get a load of down. Carrie, we had to put her to bed, my sister. Sample on at night. Don't we run off on this?
Oh, yes, that's the German name.
Father was court and then in love with her girlfriend. He had a girlfriend. And he used to be gone all night long, see, like it is. And hey, old Tom, get there. By and by, come home. We'd have the moonshine run off. Oh, yeah.
And
we'd be plastered to old trees.
Go on, I wouldn't know.
Taking it. Sam, you'd be just a bed. Sap on it.
Well, drink that then before you be blasted the moonshine.
And, when moonshine starts to come first, you always with a spoon trying to see. Hey, that's what it's like.
Just like drop water, see?
Same as drop a clear water. You can take a match and light it and burn the same gasoline.
Yes.
Oh, yes, exactly.
That's a proof test.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'd run it off. We always get around 4 bottles out of the gallon molasses. Mm-hmm. Put down a gallon molasses. How many years? You open bring it for so many days.
Mm-hmm.
You make 4. Well, you go beyond 4. Be weak. To be weakened down to nothing. And you color it the same as rum because you burn sugar. Burn sugar down the stove in a whole pile. They would have a little drop of moonshine at it.
Yeah.
That would make the coloring. And you'd add that to it and watch. So you add so much and you look at it. That'd be the racket. One night there was a time up here in the school. Father told me, he said, go down and said, bring up a couple of bottles. They had I knew it was all that thing.
Yeah.
I took my buddy with me, Sam Pittman there. Come down, I said, we get out of there, we don't move the bottle, I'll take so much. Take water, that's what we done. Take so much water, hot water, see, not like cold, they got hot water mixer, cold wooden.
Yeah.
So we used to take it so much, drink so much, then we had hot water, and there was maybe a dozen bottles, we go through them like that. So we had a cart, pull out a cart.
Yeah.
So by and by, we're going up now, up to the school, up to the social, you know? So by and by, two inside your coat, they trying to hang on to them. So then we got up here on the bridge. Do you know what it was like on the bridge in that day? Guy, give you a rep and push.
Yeah.
Everybody push you, you know. They are crowding me and guy, you know, first pushing. Next thing, I dropped one, the bottle then on the bridge.
Good.
Never broke. When he rolled around on the bridge, and I grabbed that bottle up, and you don't know yet that I had.
Good.
I had the bottle in there, so.
Good.
But we got half cut. We got to school, then half cut. Oh, young boys, 12, 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No joke. That was the way of life then, wasn't it? That was it then.
Yeah.
You can't mind that.
But sure, that's the only time you see anybody with any drink in was Christmas time.
Yeah,
anybody.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. If someone kill a lamb or kill a sheep or something, they sure share it. Maybe they got to meet other self rest to share it.
Yeah, that's exactly when they have.
You'd get a meal, and the person that killed would probably get a meal.
Yeah. And there's no such thing as a turkey or anything then.
Oh, no. I got a turkey.
You had, you know,
A sheep or a piece of gold or something?
Yeah.
We were looking at a sea of goats down there this evening.
When did turkeys get the traditional dinner? I don't know.
Well, I went to work in the Royal Stores in 47. In the bigger cities, they had it in 47.
Yeah.
It's up plenty.
That was the reason I said that.
I guess after Confederation, mostly everything come in different days.
Because it wasn't available here. Yeah. That's the
reason. Everyone's getting a bit of money then, like more extra money in there.
But well, we used to have a good time in them days there. Guarantee you.
What about Orange Room Day? Is that a big holiday here?
Oh yeah, that was a big day.
Yeah, it was,
yeah.
Well, did you
we used to have a parade then, a mile long. Roughly a mile long parade.
Yeah, we had a big party for all children.
That was the last one,
garden
see?
Party? Did they have garden party?
Oh, you should have
garden party. Oh yes, garden party. You used to have garden party then outdoors, everything outdoors. Not indoors. That is said you got garden party all indoors. There's not even nothing they have now. Go up there then, load up on old spruce pear. That's right.
Well, you go to the garden party then, you get nice.
Me aunt used to make the spruce pear. We'd buy a lot of it. We had a copper now. We didn't have too many coppers, but we'd buy it for it was made cheap. It's all cheap. And then you make it, you'll be junked. You go around making it your plaster, just like the spruce pear. And sage used to make it.
Yeah.
Then we'd have our Sunday school picnics up beside the church.
Yeah.
When the school was all over for the summer, they'd have a picnic for you.
Yeah.
Teachers? You'd have two barrels of buns. That's right, geez, there'd be around 150 kids going to Sunday school
and
everybody.
Used to have Easter Monday parties, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that would be the muffins like, isn't it?
I'm thinking about the... I'm thinking of the Sunday school picnic up to the side of the church.
Yeah.
And you'd have around two barrels of buns. You never got no date squares or anything like that. I mean, that was out of the question. You got an old bun. You talk to old Wonderful. You'd be going around with a drop of old tea in a tin mug. And that's all. If you had a tin mug you carry, and you didn't carry a cup, probably would have had no of them. It's almost as bad as that.
Yeah.
And then they come around with the big trays full of buns.
Yeah.
If you know cookies, big buns. Maybe they wouldn't have cake, there'd be too many cakes.
Tea
buns,
of course. They like to make the raisin buns and muffins.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
They'd be more like the muffin type, if they'd done in
yeah,
cans.
Yeah,
you know, but no, yeah.
There might be a fig in every corner.
Yeah.
One each station. Fig in every corner, my dear. That's all you got then. I'm going to go playing, but pizza, you wouldn't get none in there.
How about 24th of May?
24th of May.
That
was
Queen's
birthday.
That
was a holiday you'll all run away. That's what we sing. We sing that.
Yeah, in school.
In school, see?
But that was be all. We get the holiday. Then
we get the holiday, my dear, and that was the end of that. You'd probably go trout or something like that.
Coffee. What kind do you want?
So no real big day for us to do. It was hard times, bad times. We never had very much. Nobody had much.
Okay.
I used to have bacon every morning for my breakfast then.
Okay.
You know how I used to get it? I'd go up along here and our principal lived there. I'd smell it. I said, I got bacon again this morning. You had bacon, see? I never had bacon.
Remember you had to go up Lake Fire every morning up to school?
Yeah.
You had to go, when you went to school, you had to
carry your wood then.
And carry your armful of wood, everybody.
Oh, yeah. They carry your wood.
And if you didn't carry it, you had to go home and get it.
Yeah. Go home and get it.
Okay. So when winter started, the fishermen, they'd mend their nets and maybe go and cut some wood, right?
Oh, yeah. They had more than wood to get then, but they had to keep their... flakes and stages up, and there was more fencing. They never got, the women done a lot of woodwork. The women, the women kept it going next summer on those.
Yeah.
The man had to keep his everything up, and you had to haul everything by a dog slide then. Goats.
Let me go on, I wonder if I'll get the old goat.
There were no horse in them days, they're trikes, all goats.
Yeah.
Course, and maybe a sheep up down is up there. That's
Those
true.
People on the ropes, people on the ropes.
How she was going, how she was too good.
A lot of people
to get contrary and do to pull it.
Thing around her shoulder and on
rope.
On rope, yeah.
Are you hard either to us? But listen here, no, my dear, you didn't do no. You went in the woods, got a bit of water, so if you also had to keep up your water side doing your fences and your flakes. You don't understand it now, there's flakes then.
So they dry.
Oh, fish had to be dried. There's no such a thing as that fresh fish then. Had to be salted and then dried. You had that flake spread in and dried on each side. Dried by the sun. And sometimes it'd be 2 weeks for the wash day, pretty good eggs, it gets some rain. But then half go bad, I think. Then you get a little low price for it. But that
one,
went down to South America, out of fish down Peru and Barbados
no.
and West Indies. I went to West Indies, that's all.
And you'd get the Newfie Screech back, right?
Right on, kid.
Mm-hmm. Right. East age good hair, at least we get the
right.
taste.
You're
yeah.
right, you know, buddy. You was around that day.
You're like you're old what you are.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't
know,
culture.
You know, that's right, they had their proper cellars, see? They still got them on the South Side Hills in St. John's.
They used to give it a low call. They used to give it a low grade.
Yeah.
And they'd send it down there.
And age it.
And they'd send up the cheap old...
yeah.
Oh,
rums.
It was made out of molasses or
yeah,
something.
That's right, yeah, Demerara
and
rums.
And bring it up here, it used to taste horrible, and they'd leave it here, and it used to age, and give it the taste.
They had the proper cellars, see? Proper cellars, where they aged them. But that was story though, Liz, Rob, Paige and they had the cellar and they would bring back loads of liquor. So they take down Paige, bring back liquor. A lot of people never brought back none, so they never come back. A lot of school down. Loads of fish and all gone. Go to Barbados, down to West Indies. West Indies was the worst fish than all colored people, I suppose. That was the cheapest, that had to go across the common board, see? When you take the fish to the merchant, he had a column board on color.
Whatever he give you
then.
There's
three or four kinds that was higher in price, but if he didn't like the look of your face, you got the worst kind.
Uh-huh.
Maybe all went west, didn't he? Well, after you turned your back and went home, he colored that over and put it
there
in
the
proper
board.
There
was a man that was there for that.
He was the color of the color.
The Elkport merchant was more generous than the St. John's merchants.
Oh yeah, that crowd in St. John's, yeah. They were the big fish buyers in St. John's, but like Karen's, Sharon said, whatever her name is.
Susan.
Yeah.
Susan Karen.
She said, the Elkport, the man who's there, the color out there, so he was a little more lenient to the person than the crowd there.
Oh.
Yeah.
People used to make up songs and poems about St. John's merchants.
Oh yeah, true. But that's where all the fish had to go. Eventually, had to go to St. John's then. The ship stuck it away from there. Like the big ship, well, years ago, they used to leave all three masters, stunners.
Yeah,
Come
up with a load of fish.
I used to help make fish. First trip I got to St. John's was in, I was about 12 years old when I went to St. John's first. Went from here and Stunner helped me uncle make the fish. Told me in the pot when he come home from Labrador. We bring home around 400 or 500 candles. Well, candles I've been drawing down then. That had to be put out around the harbor here. Maybe I take 20 candles, you 50, whatever room you had to make it on. People took it. When you give it 3 days sun or 2.5 days sun, then it was brought back again. And they put it up. And Rob, they'd store it in the boat then, and when they get a nice day, they take off to St. John's with it. See? And I worked all one fall with them, washing fish, heating fish, down in Bordeaux, Skinner, trying to get it out of salt, going around the cove, going around the harbor, getting it to the people and help make it, washing it, drying it, spreading it, making it. Go to St. John for a trip, that's what I got out of me payment. But see, I was a big lord to go to St. John that day.
Yeah,
right. Oh yeah, my buddies was all... kill us then, see, because I got a trip to St. John's.
Yeah. A lot of hard work.
I say I was 12 years old. And you have to load 112 pound, 224 pound on a bower. It's 112, 150, 120, whatever it was on, you have to load it. But down 100, when you were trying to get it off the store, then you had to 224. You had to load a draft pitch, 224 pound. And you had to look that up so many steps, maybe 30 steps, to get off on that plane. You took it down there, but you hold it up on the wire here, you boy. You weighed it, then you had to go up there, and then you had to dump that in that pile, and dump so much over in that pile, and then just the old place, like a church, that'd be full of fish. Just walks going through, the fish do took in, see?
Then they go to them ships or
somewhere? Oh yeah, but they get schooners and take it from down, all schooners back then. Everything was by water then, and
the only
way water transport.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So in the winter time, you make your model boats, your dories, and your
draggers.
And your draggers.
Right on.
Yeah. So did you learn that?
Oh yes,
yourself,
I learned that myself.
Or did you learn it from
I learned it myself, sir. Yeah. I picked it up and I learned it, and I could shut me eye now and make a dragger and make a dory. I can't build a big boat. That's funny. No, I'm sure I can't build a boat. What?
Do you want some meat, Denise? You want a coffee or something?
No, I'd
can go. You come over and get it up?
I could build a dragger and build a dory. Maybe I'd build a boat if I had to. I'd build two of them model boats,
no,
five footers. Maybe
and
four and five foot.
And
draggers,
whatever.
I could shut my eyes and make them, and dories, I could make them. Model
okay,
dories,
cookie.
Model
boats. How long
are
you making them? When do you start?
Oh, maybe, what do you mean, make one?
Yeah, when did you pick up making the little dories and
how long ago?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was at that when I was a little kid. I had a knife in my pocket, maybe I had a whittle. See, you'll be whittling, what they call whittling. Sitting down, you always had a pocket knife,
yeah.
You're making little model boards.
They used
to
do that.
Yeah.
Whittling.
Whittling,
whittling.
Yeah.
Whistles
of,
yeah.
Trees,
yeah.
And you whittle that, and by and by, after a while, I made that bigger boat. Then I made a bigger one. And now I got a boat, maybe a girl. He's coming, he knows his girl.
All
right, he asked me the question.
All right, what kind of games did you play?
I tell you now, we talk about games.
Yeah, games.
Cat. We used to play cat.
Yes, cat.
Hopscotch.
What's cat?
Cat is where
baseball
is baseball now.
Yeah.
We've got cat then. No, cat was
yeah,
same thing.
Yeah,
cat.
Put your sticks on a rotten
foot. No.
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 Cat, you get to
yeah,
stop
cat.
Yeah, you
yeah.
Throw a stick and
yeah.
You're striking with
another
stick.
Yeah.
I
play cat.
Probably
beat those
in a person.
Thing and two rocks and putting on and pushing up.
That was tiddling.
Tiddling.
Oh,
tiddling.
Yeah.
That was tiddling, see. And then we played cat and we played hopscotch.
You
play hopscotch?
Yeah. That's what I'm playing.
Hide and seek. Hide and go seek.
Ring around the
road.
I'm playing all games up there.
Ring around the road.
Ring around your eyes.
Ring around your...
No, but ring around Rosie. The boys will hide with the girls. Yeah, we used to have lots of fun in them days too, you know what I mean?
Here we come gathering nuts in May.
What
yeah.
About hoop? It was a hoop game.
Hula hoop.
Sticking a hoop or?
Yeah, that's right. Roll a hoop, yeah. Roll a hoop. Roll a hoop. Hoop.
Go
around
on stilts.
Go on stilts.
Stilts make.
Make a big high stilt and go around them. You wouldn't use your legs, though. Your huge stilt. You'd be up. About 6 feet up there. Around like a
well, we used to play lots of games
yo-yo.
On the bridge up there. I can't remember
how
yeah.
We'd be going around like these
alleys.
Alleys. That's right, alleys.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't play marbles the way they play them then.
No?
We'd play marbles, you know.
More on your
try to keep what you
we
could do.
We used to play out by the school sitting there in the May. No, I wouldn't be able to sit by the school and
what do you
marbles.
Say? Hula hoop? No, what
you
stop it? Oh, yeah, road hoop, yeah. Yeah, road hoop, yeah.
Pushing this one leg, not
yeah.
Pushing
yeah.
Around
the finger. Sailboat, we sailboat.
Pitch them on.
Sail model boats
I
and stuff like that.
We spent lots of time
yeah.
We didn't have very much for enjoyment, I must say.
Well, we enjoyed ourselves.
I do, yeah.
More so, I think,
like the kids
of
that,
but
it's different.
Yeah, different things,
yeah.
You know.
We didn't have TV in them days, for sure.
Yeah.
radio.
No,
you
no,
go,
radio,
you,
very little radio.
No, you go to people's houses. You go to people's houses and
near
line
Jackie
up,
Welsh,
sit in their houses and listen to a radio. Walk a half mile, just hear a radio.
Yeah, Jackie Welsh singing.
Jump on trucks, get yourself beat up, jumping off, steal a ride.
Well, you got a ride anywhere in a car then, you thought you was it.
Yeah.
I remember we was called Carbonair and father had come from Buckham. Sure, we thought we were at
that's
high
right,
and mighty. Yeah. Called Carbonair.
Called Carbonair with Big Mary.
Yeah, and oh, look, see where?
And we used to go Barry Dickens, we was on Barry Barndale, Mary Birdie lot.
Oh
yeah? Yes, you was too.
Was that?
It was all in there.
Make money, then buy a script where the books go on.
Yeah, but for enjoyment, you made your own enjoyment, I don't know what it would be now.
What was Tiddly?
Tiddly?
There was game.
That was a game where you put two rocks and a stick, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
don't know what
I played either.
I never played no Tiddly.
Didn't you?
I didn't do Tiddly. Mostly I'd be after beating women. Women struck my fancy.
Censored.
I was kind of a little bit crazy indeed. Well, I never had nothing in the middle. I talked to the buddy there.
That's funny.
I look at
you. Watch what you're saying and you're talking
to buddy there. No one's going to hear it anyway.
No one's going to hear it.
I'll censor the part that.
Yeah, yeah.
Beep.
Censored.
Around here, what do the people in this area think of Confederation? Of Joey Smallwood?
They think very much of.
Did they want Confederation?
Oh, yeah. People even put down their blind when they went on their Confederation. A lot of people put down their blinds.
Did they?
Oh, yeah, Uncle Rube did. Thank you, Father.
Oh,
put
yeah,
his blind there.
Did
yeah. That was a sad day for him because he was joining the Confederation.
Yeah.
Put their blinds down. Put the flags half mast, stuff like that.
And I mean, Uncle Rube never had this go before.
No,
no,
he
didn't know.
Huh?
Not there
he
got
dead. He wasn't going to take the money that they gave him, so he took it.
Flurry wouldn't want to take the baby, but my children not having that baby.
Well, hello? I bet he took it,
though,
didn't
he? Took it. He took the tubs out of their eyes.
Why didn't people like it?
I don't know, I suppose by the was under the old and the old life.
They want to keep
yourself
for government, I suppose, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they want the commission of government. They didn't want to part for that. I was under the old English rule, see.
But they would have went bankrupt.
We had more money when they... commission of government, they had a lot of money when they took over.
Yeah.
No, there's no money today. There's only way you give people $50 or $60 million or something.
Yeah, but they didn't
owe
any money.
No, they didn't owe no money.
No.
They had $15 million of a fund built, huh?
I suppose they didn't spend it.
That was awful money. No, they never spent. We lived on 6 cents a day,
yeah.
They had the money.
That's how much they gave for dole.
Yeah. We had to live on 6 cents a day. $1.80 a month.
That's what they call it back then, dole.
The dole.
Yeah.
Is it back to the moon yet?
Dole, dole, dole.
I couldn't see him because I couldn't see him.
Baba used to work with the window.
Brown flour, not brown flour, brown bread.
Yeah, they could tell which boats, because the sail was made out of brown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You remember when Father used to work in Buttons and he used to bring home the pennies to us?
Yeah.
Bag the pennies?
Yeah, and the flapjacks from Buttons.
The old
chum
tobacco bag, you know, he smoked old chum tobacco for and he'd bring a bag every time he come home.
Yeah.
Pennies, the coppers, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You work in mining?
Huh?
Mining?
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you talking about?
We used to swap the dumpsters up here, you know. Every day for a penny then. There you get a load of stuff for a penny.
Oh,
penny
that's right.
Yeah.
And I used to eat when I was youngster, and that was policeman cheese.
You used to eat yeast.
Policeman's
yeast. Look how hungry we was in that day.
No, I remember when
no, but you chewed ends of them, trying to.
Yeah,
all square ones.
She'd send me up to Bemister to get a, you know,
cake yeast.
Cake yeast in.
I'd have a half eaten, I'd get there,
right?
Chewed kernels of it.
I used to love policeman's yeast,
yeah.
It?
Yeah.
She used to be coming
square box.
Square box.
Square box cakes out there.
Didn't allow them, and they were round.
Ice cream came in bricks too, didn't it?
Ice cream came
in bricks.
Well, probably would, huh?
Yeah.
Royal and
Fleischmann's. Yeah. But I know how you see it, you know.
Yeah.
Royal yeast, Lallemans, Ryle.
I'd go down mom said, what happened to you? Lizzie, I used to call Lizzie Judy, I think it was. Lizzie Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so
humiliating. Yeah, I mean, regards of our enjoyment, we had our enjoyment still. So.
Yeah, you had to make your own fun,
I'd make your own fun, yeah.
Go around, it was nighttime, telling ghost stories,
fighting cards.
Fighting people. And playing cards, everybody was flashlight or a lantern.
What was your favorite ghost story?
Oh, no.
You didn't like the ghost stories?
No.
You're not scared because you'd be afraid when someone tells a ghost story to you. Scare you.
I wouldn't go on that point then, nighttime.
No, hear a ghost story, be scared to go to doors then.
You remember, didn't
no, I can't tell me if ghost story, I don't
black,
know.
There's no lights on the poles or anything.
No lights.
No lights on the houses or nothing then, so everything was dark. You know.
That is like that in New Brunswick now.
Yes, sir.
You know, if you come up there, no street lights at night. Led's daughter is married to a fellow up there in Pleasant Tech.
Yeah.
Do you get no lights?
I'm gonna cut it.